6 or 7 years old. My father was worshipping, so I wanted to be needed. I asked him to bring me this. So he did it.
You washed him and put him?
Yeah. Hands, pants, dress,
everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. You still?
Huh?
You still? He still washed him and she did the place?
Yes. And now my disciples are here. At home I was in there.
Yeah. What are you reading?
Srimad Bhagavatam. It is original Sanskrit. There are 8 commentaries by big, big scholars,
These are the commentaries?
Yes.
And this is the Sanskrit?
This is it.
What does the Sanskrit sound like?
Huh?
What does the Sanskrit sound like? Is that to be, is Srimad Bhagavatam to be chanted?
Yeah, that's right. I guess, of course. Tasmai tadvam bhagavati vasudevaya vidhati atma madhattagunaishyannam mahinni brahmani namaha jasya avatara jayanti sarires prasaridanaha sais sais kulla vijay dehesu avisankate savavan sarvalokasabhavaya bhubhavaya cha Abhasina, Sabhadesa, Hansabhanena, Sampratam, Surisarisam, Namah Paramakalyana, Namah Paramamangala, Vasudevaya, Samsaya, Jagunam, Patai Namah.
It's a very beautiful
prodigy. What is writing is very beautiful. Jagat, rhetoric systems. So many words to be quite so many words.
Yes.
Okay? You cannot deal.
Yes.
Then the analogy, metaphors should be like that. Yes. No, nothing should be twice repeated. So there's Haitaratna. Haitaratna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated one great scholar simply by little mistake. Yes. Vishwapashiri was a great scholar, and Sanskrit great scholar means he must fluently speak in Sanskrit verses every day.
So everything he says,
that is
perfect Sanskrit verses.
Very Sanskrit scholar. Not in prose. He is born composing verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was 16 years old, born, but he was very learned, logician. So, the case of Kashmiri, he was traveling all over India competing other pandits, other learned scholars. So, everywhere he was victorious. So, he came to Navabdi. And those days, Navabdi and Banaras, and Urupi and Kashmir. And 4 or 5 places and very scholar.
I have been to Birbhum.
Birbhum?
I've been through Birbhum, yes. Not a deep also.
So when he came to Navadvi, that was it. And all other places he was victorious. So all the Navadvi Pandis, they conferred that Nimai Pandit should be for us to talk with him. And if he is defeated by Nimai Pandit, then he will become victorious because a boy has defeated him. But if Nimai Pandit becomes defeated, then he will get another chance. Oh, you have defeated a boy. Better come. In this way, they make the case of Kashmir, he was informed that first of all, he has to talk with Nimai Pandit. So, one day, Nimai Pandit, boy Nimai Pandit was talking with his disciple, student, and Kesava Kashmiri was strolling on the Ganges side, study hard, that is why Nirvana Pandit so high. That's strong with him. He is a boss. So he went there, and finally was appointed a Keshav Shastri. Nirvana Pandit said, "Oh, please come down." So Nirvana Pandit said, "Yes, I have heard that you are so learned scholar. Now you are on the dangerous side. He can chant glorification of Mother Ganga. You may hear and enjoy." So he was very learned scholar, immediately composed 100 verses. One of them. And fluently, very fluently, you know, went on. Then, out of that 100 verses, in the 64th verse, there was some poetic. The word was Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Lord Brahma is called Paja. And Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Bhava means from whom everything is born. Lord Shiva is the father of this Bhava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in the 64th verse, he had stated Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means the husband of, Bhavani means the wife of Bhava, Lord Shiva. So it is known that she has husband, then why you say Bhatta as an husband? Dirupti Dosh, this is called Dirupti Dosh. Repeating twice one thing. Dirupti Dosh. That is Dosh, Dosh means fault. Dosh, in Sanskrit Maharaj is called Dirupti Dosh.
Dirupti, yes.
D means two.
Two four.
Rupti means utterance. And Dosh means fault.
Fault.
Fault, yes. Yeah. Dirupti Dosh. Very worse conscience. Then he said, "Well, I understand that you are a student of Brahma. I will detect this literary discrepancy. I'm a student, I am your student, of course I'm not a scholar, but I've heard that this is told like that. How do you remember? I cited 100 verses and I will remember the 64 verses. Oh, I can repeat the whole verses." How is that? That you can repeat? How is that? Oh, that is based on Mother Saraswati, just like he can compose 100 verses within 3 minutes, and I can, whatever you say, I can remember. So formerly, that was the system of understanding Vedas.
Yes.
Sruti. Since we're here, one says here from the spiritual master, Vedas. The memory was so strong. That was the Brahmachari system, is so nice. They can enhance their memorizing power.
Remember the Chaitanya, the Lord Chaitanya worship Saraswati?
No. Well, it was not. But as a demigod is worth it. It is not that one should neglect.
Or respect.
Yes.
I know one mantra of Bengali to Saraswati.
Students are supposed to offer students. Students, listen.
Was that the mantra for students?
Yes. Vidya, the goddess of learning. In our channel, he used to write the Sarsa. He, Maharaj, passed his examination. That was all there. So, other students, they laughed very loudly, and they thought that Chaitanya has come out very victorious. Then he stopped all this traffic, and so he was so trying to talk to him, so very bad. Ordinary formalities. Then he went there, and he was also great watcher on Mother Saraswati. Then he began to praise Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, by your grace. I have become victorious in so many places. And what is this that I am defeated by a boy? He is a grammar student. So he began to pray, and Mother Saraswati informed her that as he, as he is God, my husband. So you speak when I speak. So how can I defeat my husband? Come on. Yes. Come. Very good. Then he, Pada, did not attempt to talk with him later. And finally, Mother Saraswati advised him that you surrender him. Then that will be your life for peace. So later on, he became a great devotee of Keshav
Kashmiri.
Keshav Kashmiri.
Keshav Kashmiri. He was from Kashmir.
And yes. His name was Pandit Keshav. And because he belonged to Kashmir province, he was Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vaishnava. There are four sampradayas. The Vaishnava devotees, they are coming, one from Lord Brahma and one from Lakshmi. They are called Sri Sampradaya. And those who are coming from Brahma, they are called Brahmatam. And one from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also great guru. Out of 12 great authorities, Lord Shiva is one. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Narada, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu means Lord Brahma.
Sambhu.
Sambhu. Sambhu means self-born.
Self-born.
He is not born of ordinary mother and father. There was a lotus for the Vishnu, and that lotus he has born. Therefore, he is called Sambhu. Self-born.
I knew another sadhu in Manikarni Pragas. In Sambhu Pashti Baba.
Sambhu is another name of Lord Shiva. Sambhu. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. He is called Sambhu. And Shiva is called Sambhu. Vaishnavananda Bhav Sambhu. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kopila Hans. Kumara. And there is a sampradaya called Kumara. Four Kumaras, Brahmacharya. They were sons of Brahma. When they were born, Lord Brahma said that she now make marry and produce one population in the creation, in the beginning. So very few, we are not going to marry. We shall remain brahmacharya, God. Then Lord Brahma or Dandy, you are refusing your father's order. When you are standing, it's red, the eyes become red from that. Shiva was born. That was his name is Rudra.
Red.
Rudra. Rudra means anger. So when Lord Shiva becomes angry, and the whole thing is finished.
Yes.
Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kopila, Kopila, Lord Kopila. The profound Sankhya. He is also accepted incarnation of God. Kopila. And Manu, Manu, father of mankind, who has given the Manu Samhita, law. In that law, he stated, Natyam Padantatam, peace. Woman does not desire independence. Manu. This is Manu Smriti. So, basic culture means to follow the regulatory principle.
From Manu to Keshav Kashmir, he is.
No, no, I am speaking the original authority. So, this Kumar Sampada belongs to this Keshavta. Kumar Sampada. Down there, known as Ramanus, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbara. He had been in Vrindavan, he had seen the temple of Bhakyagiri.
I didn't know the names.
But he had seen the temple.
Yes, I went to all the temples I could find. But I didn't know enough to know what stories were associated with the temples or what were the names.
No, I see you this man, Radha Krishna. Only Ramana Sampradaya, they was the Lakshmi Nara. Because it is Sampradaya from Lakshmi. They was
Nara is another name for Shiva.
Eh?
Narayan is another name for Shiva.
No. So, Narayan is Vishnu.
Vishnu.
That is Krishna's expansion.
According to Chaitanya, Vishnu is an expansion
of Krishna.
Of Krishna.
Rama Vimukti in the Brahma Sangita is stated. Rama Vimukti Balani Amina Krishna Nana Vatara Makarat Kumani Sukintu. Krishna Sam. Krishna Sam Sam is Pas. Visukin Pas. Savamava Parama Kumar. Parama means Supreme. Kumar means the Purusha, male. God is male. God is not female. The conception of female God, that is not some upright. Parama Kumana. So, female is pretty nature. Parasa Sakti, Bilde is Sakti. So, he has got many energies. The whole thing is manifested by energy. Multi-energy. Vishnu Sakti Parakrapta. Vishnu, energy of Vishnu is transcendental, spatial. Hitra Gakya Tathapara. And also this Hitra Sakti, masculine potency, that is also transcendent, that is unity. They are also transcendent. They are not material. Avidya karma sangha anya tithya shaktirishkati. Another shakti, another energy is there. There is avidya. That. This is material energy. So, living entity is originally spiritual, transcendent, as well as personal energy. But now they are powered by this nature.
How did the material covering begin? The material shadow.
Yes.
How did we fall into that?
Yes. That is very natural. It's like, because Jiva, although Parashakti, he has got independence. So, when he wants to imitate Krishna, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the enjoyer. And all others, they are enjoyed. Predominator and the predominating. The Lord is the predominant. So there is no division. They know the Lord is predominator. Yes, to serve. When this family's attitude is impaired, so why not? Why have Krishna? Why not alter? And that doesn't have. Then he falls down in this season. There is no scope, just like an environment system, there is no scope of freedom. You have to act according to God and state laws. So long you are ignorant, then you are free. If you disagree, then your place is in prison. Similarly, Jiva, independent, not fully independent, but they are God, because part and parcel of God. Therefore, that independence quality is there. So when that independence quality is misused, then it is placed in it. Krishna Bhriya Jivi Bhogavan Chapan. When we forget Krishna and try to glorify about something, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. When we try to imitate His Lord, then our place is in the material world. We are given freedom of variety. So here every living entity is trying to glorify God. It's competition. I'm trying, individual-wise, nation-wise, everyone is trying to glorify God. And that is material. And then he comes to his senses, Gyanava, that I am falsely trying to Lord Rupa, rather I am becoming implicated with material energy. When he comes to that, then his happiness. Then again his liberated life begins. Then the whole process of spiritual life, therefore Krishna said, Saranamam, Paritajamami, Dham Saranamam. Don't manufacture ways and means falsely trying to love yourself. That you will not be happy. Because you cannot love yourself for the material things. It is impossible. Oh. If we try to violate the government law, is it possible for me? No. If I am to leave at the end, it's not possible for me. Then I am implicated more and more. This is a good example. Mm-hmm. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. Just like there's a story, Udarendriyana, Hitopadesh. You heard the name of Hitopadesh?
Mm-hmm.
Businessman. From Hitopadesh, they say, Aesop's Fable was translated. Aesop's Fable. Mm-hmm. There are stories like that. One dog is speaking to another, yeah. monkey is like that. It's Hitopadesh.
Jataka Fables. Another one is the Buddha's Jataka
Fables. So there is a story in Udar Indriya. Udar means this lady. And Indra distances and lies. So all these centers, they comfort. But we are working day and night. This is actually the teaching. So we said, non-profit. We said, let's work. That's all right. The resolution is first. So they stop working. The next meeting is Father, they're becoming weak. What?
Then the hand wasn't bringing food to the mouth.
Then the country has been said, oh, we have to feed these rascals very, otherwise we become weak. Realizing what is this position, this hands, legs, and part and parcel of the whole. Similarly, the whole Brahma, absolute, we are all parts and part. So we shall cooperate in satisfying him. Then automatically we shall satisfy. If we non-cooperate, then we shall.
But is it called Brahma or the absolute? How do you make a distinction between Brahma and Krishna?
That I explained the other day.
Yeah.
The sun shine, the sun glow, and the sun go.
Yes.
Apparently, the sun shine appears to be very, very big. But it is concentrated in the sun glow. And when you enter the sun glow, it is concentrated in the sun glow.
Where is the origin of this image of the sun?
Huh?
Is it, where is the origin of this image of the sun? Is it an old Vedic Shastra explanation?
Yeah, that's Shastra. He's incarnation of Nara. Sudha Nara. He's powerful. He's driving in four horses. He has got chariot of four horses. And very powerful. Jatra Suresha Savita, Savita, his name is Savita. The Gayatri Mantra is Om Guru Sat Samitu Varanam Bhagavad Deva Sadhinoi. That is what's being the son of God.
Do you use Gayatri Mantra?
Yes.
Also? Hello? Om Guru.
Yes, Om Guru Sat Samitu Varanam Bhagavad Deva Sadhinoi. You don't have to do that. This life is the son.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among poetic meters, I am Gayatri.
Yes. Gayatri is the only Vedic knowledge. Without Gayatri, nobody is accepted as competent to study. That is the beginning. Spiritual master, Dijon, second birth, first birth by the father. Second birth, that is spiritual master, father, and mother, that.
Do you teach Gayatri Mantra
when
you listen to your disciples?
Yes. Okay. Not in the beginning, when they are little advanced.
Prabhupada, can you tell me what you want for prasadam?
Yes. Yeah.
You say? Eggplant? A string bean.
What am I saying? To give me four chapatis. Little rice, and that's it. That's it. Don't put much, but I'll give. Yes. Old lady cannot digest so much, but yes. Yes. Yeah, although at night I don't take anything. Once I eat. And in the morning I take little food.
This where Stalin now says that the president is going to come to Ohio State.
Nixon.
President Nixon.
In 1 month.
And so.
For the graduation.
He told the students to chant.
Hare Krishna for me.
So that you can hear it. Well,
I think my feeling was this. I was thinking about it from a lot of different. I was thinking about it from a lot of different viewpoints. One is that there's a lot of resentment of the president and of the government here from the young people who are going to be sent to war, or those like the war. There's likely to be conflict here when the president comes. One reason this place was picked for the president to come was that it is relatively many, many police around here. Many police and very heavy.
Police bank is very heavy.
Here, this part, police bank, very heavy. So, that it would be dangerous to show aggression and to show real conflict. But there is a lot, all that energy that wants to express itself, and basically peaceful energy. So what I suggest was that they greet him by chanting Hare Krishna as a way of
meditating.
I think it would make sense. Because now that a lot of students know the Hare Krishna movement.
Yes.
So they might do it.
Maybe it's coming.
1 month from now, at May, is it?
In some lecture he said that I want to meet some religious heads.
Yeah.
So one of my girl students in San Francisco, she's very educated, she wrote one letter to Nisha. I got the copy.
Yeah.
That Tamil is spreading this question on some moment. It is being appreciated by the young, etc. So Tammy will be glad to see you if you make some appointment. But he will never return.
Well, this university he chose because it's supposed to be typical of America. So if in this typical university the young people greet him by chanting Hare Krishna, then he may well invite you.
No, I came here with this idea that in America they're in need of these things and they're wanting something substantial. So if some facilities didn't, of course I am doing my best as far as possible. But if some organized things are done, the government can call people's health, then this movement can be pushed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, slowly to God, as Krishna desires.
It seems to work that he also chanted Hare Krishna for Robert Kennedy before he died.
Yes.
I think I told you about that, didn't I?
He told me in San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah. So, there are two grounds in it. Okay, I have to take a plane today. To a Catholic college in New York. I'll be going up back to New York. At 1 o'clock. So I have to go back and pack. Say goodbye to the students. It's a pleasure to see you here. Lovely.
Okay.
And then we'll do it again in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you for your words and thank you for letting me
join. Mine is, you are already chanting. And but, if we will do, together,
I think they're very nice. So let's do something together in
the
summer. I'm free all summer, so that you're convenient this time. Because I'll be free, I don't have any dates or appointments. So if you just let me know maybe 2 weeks, or somebody let me know 2 weeks in advance, come down from the farm.
Yeah.
Spend the day with you and then we chat.
Yes.
I'd be happy to do that.
How did you see?
Yes, I'm hearing that garden.